Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is free to travel for the first time in months. Israeli and Palestinian leaders have agreed to a Bush administration plan to end the Israeli siege of Arafat's headquarters in Ramallah. The Bush administration's success in getting Arafat released from his month-long confinement has political consequences. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The Democrats had hoped to raise questions about the president's foreign policy, but if it appears this pullout is successful, do they have to take the foreign policy issue off the table?
Well, they were just putting it on the table, basically just putting their toe in the water on it, saying that the United States needed to get more engaged in the Middle East, trying to raise questions about the president's competence in foreign policy. Now, this was something that they had completely taken off the table after September 11th, but now they were starting to get more there, raising some questions about Afghanistan. Was it going well there? But then you have stories like today's in the New York Times where refugees returning are saying, thank you, America, in Afghanistan. And then, of course, they're continuing reports on Iraq. Is the administration planning an attack on Iraq? Reports over the weekend that, yes, they are, some saying next year, some saying as early as this summer. But the Democrats are having trouble getting any traction there because every time it looks like the administration's in trouble, they seem to pull it out. The Saudi crown prince came here. It looked like that was going to be very tense. Now he's staying over for another day. So the administration could be putting all of these foreign policy questions to rest.
The Democrats are clearly looking for something. They're developing a theme of security for all American families. Will that work?
Well, it certainly taking on domestic policy is likely to be more fruitful for them, and that theme is supposed to be a whole range of issues from education to Social Security, but it's really about Social Security and prescription drugs for seniors. And those have been tried and true issues for the Democrats. The problem is that they're having trouble getting from here to there. They have not brought a budget to the floor of the Senate yet because there's some Democrats who desperately don't want to vote for a budget that says take money out of the Social Security Trust Fund to cover some of the deficits. And they can't agree to say what we'd really like to do is repeal the tax cut because a bunch of those Democrats voted for the tax cut. So Republicans in the Senate are now wearing where's the budget buttons while the Democrats try to figure it out. It's interesting. Even on prescription drugs, the administration is finding ways to deal with that. A few weeks ago, they announced that Medicare would cover Alzheimer's patients. Now, today, there are reports that it would cover cancer drugs. So if they do one step at a time, that starts to diffuse the Democrats on that issue. And on lots of other issues, their own polling shows that they're even with Republicans on education, on the economy, that they're behind the Republicans on handling domestic problems. It's Social Security where they have that big lead.
So what are they going to do?
They fight it out seat by seat and try to regain the House, which looks tough, and hold on to the Senate, which looks easier. But you know, it's an off-year election, so what each party does is get out its true believers and hope nobody else shows up. That's why you have these interesting votes like you had on the drilling in Alaska wildlife, where both sides said, we've got a great issue to take to the electorate. Somebody should be wrong here. But when you see that two-thirds of Republicans are for the drilling and two-thirds of Democrats are against it in an ABC poll, you see what's happening. Each side is trying to get their base out, their true believers out, and that's how they win in an off year. The problem then is when they come back, it's pretty hard to govern because you haven't reached to the middle.
Yeah, if each party plays its base, what does that mean for governing?
Well, it's very, very tough, as we've seen so much in the last few years. And everybody just talks to the people who agree with them. That's not an easy way to get to compromises, which are necessary.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.